Yeah?
Hello, my name is Thea and I'm introducing Gabriela Schäfer from Bremen University from Germany.
From it's called the University of Applied Sciences.
Okay,
thank you. It's a different university.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for this correction.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show. We have some questions for you about your work, what you have done before in New Zealand. You told us before, and the recent research of about migrants.
Mm-hmm.
So can you start and tell about your past, what you have do in your past?
Okay. So thank you that I have the opportunity to go on the radio show here. Maybe just a few words to my background.
Yeah.
I'm an anthropologist and a psychologist.
Yes.
And I lived for 20 years in New Zealand and worked for a number of years as a psychologist there in different institutions, in a family therapy center, and also in a drug rehabilitation center. And then I changed over to work in the university. And it's the University of Technology called AUT University in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching to psychology students and also to students who finished with a social sciences degree.
Okay.
And in New Zealand, I did research about alcohol and drug dependency, and also of the social construction of couple relationships and family relationships, also intercultural family relationships. And then 6 years ago, I moved back to Germany, where I come from. I'm German. And and I'm now teaching in the School of Social Work in the University of Applied Sciences in Bremen. And I'm teaching the psychology there. And I conducted a research project together with three other colleagues from other departments. And we looked at how older migrants in Bremen live their lives. And I interviewed 40 migrants, elder migrants from all sorts of different ethnicities. Some came from Cameroon, some came from Russia, some came from the Ukraine, some came from Kazakhstan, and the majority was from Turkey. And so people stayed for different times in Germany. Some stayed for 5 years only. These were mainly immigrants from Russia. And some people stayed for 30 years. So they all had different status with respect to the duration of their stay in Germany. And in terms of their residency status, most of them had a German passport or a resident visa. So
visa,
there were not
resident.
Many refugees among them.
Okay.
And shall we maybe find a different spot? I don't know. Because it's very loud.
I
think also the people are here now. So sort of
maybe we can change the place.
Yeah, get out. Should we even go inside there?
Maybe? Yeah, maybe it's picture.
Yeah, mine. What's an orange?
We can go to the far corner, maybe. Behind.
Maybe that's a bit quiet.
No?
But then you can hear that again.
Maybe we can sit here. Okay.
It was all of a sudden so noisy, it was difficult to ever catch a thought.
Okay. So you.
Okay, I was telling about my research in Bremen,
mm-hmm.
and we conducted the research in two parts of Bremen. One is called Fahr. That's more where people who come from the old Soviet Union,
yeah, yeah.
Ukraine, and Ukraine is not, there were not so many from the Ukraine, but we had quite a lot of Russian participants. And in another place called Gröpeling, which is a working class quarter in Bremen, mm-hmm. and a lot of the Turkish population lives in Gröpeling.
Yes.
So we divided it between these two parts of town. And it was at the beginning a bit difficult to find participants, older migrants from 60 years onwards who were prepared to take part.
60 years.
60 years,
okay.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was the minimum age.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the participants were up to 70. From 70 onwards, it was a bit difficult to find participants.
Yeah.
Because we had multipliers in the community who then told people, oh, there's an interesting study, might be a nice idea if you would participate.
Mm-hmm.
For example, with the Russian population, it was very difficult to find men. The men were afraid to be interviewed and on tape. That was
yeah.
sort of one of our experiences. Whereas the Turkish women were much more relaxed about it, and the Turkish men.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a different background in
yes,
that respect.
Of course.
So yeah, that was a bit of a difficulty, but we found 40 participants, and I tell you just a little bit about the outcomes.
Yes, please.
We had. So we were quite surprised for how many of the interviews we needed translators.
Yeah.
So especially the older Turkish women, they needed translators because they obviously had not the opportunity to learn, or that I don't know whether they didn't have the opportunity, but they couldn't speak German to a degree that they could communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of problems in their lives. Like it was difficult for them without their children or somebody who could help them to go to the community or to social, to get any benefits from social welfare. And also difficult to communicate with the medical system, with doctors.
Yeah.
Like I had one Russian participant, and she said she went to a particular doctor because he had a Russian receptionist. So
okay.
this receptionist could translate her worries. Sometimes when they needed additional money, for example, for Pampers, I don't
yeah.
know how you say it in English, Pampers, they were too ashamed to ask for that because there were men where they had to make the application for additional funding, and they were too ashamed to say anything. So from their little pension, they had to pay this, which is a big expense. Most of them had money problems,
mm-hmm.
so most of them were on a small benefit, a
yes.
small government benefit. And they said, we worked all of our lives and now we get so little money that we hardly get by. That was one of the major complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And participation in the community is also dependent on whether you have enough money.
Yeah.
So, for example, a lot of the Russian participants, they said they would love to travel, they would love to see Germany and other countries, but because they don't have enough money, it's impossible for them.
Yes.
So participation is blocked because of this situation, this poverty.
Mm.
So this was sort of something the majority of people said. Another thing that was difficult was, as I said, language.
Mm.
Language barriers. That makes participation very difficult. You also don't find out what is offered in the community if you don't have the language.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who had sort of smaller ethnic groups within Bremen, there were no services for them. So, for example, somebody from Afghanistan or from other countries, they sort of said, there's a lot on offer for Turkish people, but hardly anything for us.
Yes, because they're a minority inside the minority.
Inside the community where
they
interviewed
minority.
Them.
Mm.
So they complained about that and said there should be more services and more inclusive kind of structures. But in reality, that's difficult to do if you have to cater for each ethnic little group that is there,
yes.
a fitting service. But I just tell you what the complaints were.
Yeah, okay.
So money, language, poverty.
Services.
Services, the Turkish people were more content with the services in their towns, as I said, than some
yes.
of the little minority groups.
Yeah.
And some of the services, for example, talking circles, they were very useful for people when they were isolated. They could meet other new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they complained that a lot of the friends are dying because if you reach a certain age, especially when you're older, then your friends die all around
yeah.
you. So you become more and more isolated. That's actually the same for German older citizens.
Yes.
That you, in old age, especially when you don't have a family in the place you live, that you become more isolated. And in these talking circles, or in the Russian choir, for example, people met other people and were connected then back to the community. So that was nice to see that there were some really good services in place, often through volunteers who offered it, that could integrate people more into, not necessarily into the German society, because they stayed within their own ethnic group, but nevertheless gave them a feeling of belonging and contentment. So that was nice for us to see. And we saw that services that were offered but that cost, they were less used in the community than the services that were free. So cost was a big part.
Yeah.
A big problem and a barrier.
Barrier,
To using the community services more.
Okay. After this outcomes of your research, did you keep these outcomes, for example, to Bremen municipality to do something about these things, or it was just like a research and you published
We had a conference where we invited the different services or representatives of the different services, and we did a workshop with them.
Okay.
So we tried to feedback the information to them, and there was also, I was invited to a quarter conference in the Fahr in Bremen, and there were police people, there were also people from different services, and I also gave the results back to them, and I gave them the PowerPoint presentation so they could see the results, and I'm trying to publish the results as well. But the publications are more in peer-reviewed journals, so it's you have to also obviously publish something in the news papers or something. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
But it's just pretty fresh. We just finished a year ago, and so we are just in the process of trying to feedback.
Okay. Thank you for this about your research. It's very interesting. And if you please send me this paper, what you say that you have it in English,
it will
be, I can use that in my work. It's okay.
It's fine.
Okay. So we heard that you are coming to Finland.
Yes.
Teach change?
Yeah, it's an Erasmus teaching exchange.
Okay.
I was invited by Johanna Kuivangas of the UMAC University, and I'm coming in May.
In May.
I'm teaching on conflict resolution, but within the Masters of Youth Work.
Okay. So how long time you are going to stay in Finland?
Just for a week.
Just for 1 week?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We thought it's longer time.
No.
Okay. Have you been in Finland before?
Yes. Last year I went on a teaching exchange as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same subject?
Same subject. Same class.
Same class also.
Yeah. Also invited by Johanna Kuivangas.
Good. What else I can ask? The universities and colleges are different from country to country and inside country also. Mm-hmm. Like in Turku and Helsinki, this HUMAC is different. They have some different practices.
Yeah.
So what is different between your university and HUMAC, what you noticed last year when you were in?
Well, I'm not familiar with all of the structures of your programs. I just know that we, for example, have a generalistic master's program, bachelor's program for social services, for social work, whereas you have all these different kind of degrees that are not so generalistic. That is the only observation I could make, because I wasn't there long enough to get familiar with the whole structure of the university and the degree programs.
So, and what do you think about the Finnish students?
Oh, they were lovely. They were really open and it was very easy to have interactions with them, and I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. And welcome to Finland in May.
Thank you.
It was nice to talk to you.
It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Se oli kemäs 20 minuuttia, mutta olisi seuraavaksi loppunut käsi.
Se,